Okay, Joey Pals, Thursday's Get Fit and Makeover Treasure Chest is presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Hey, Joey Pals, our youth hormones, called HGH, decline with age. How depressing. We lose muscle tone and get tired easier and see more wrinkles. Joyce and I are not laughing. The good news is that there is a natural approach to enhance HGH. I've used it for years to stay youthful and energetic, and I want you to try it too. Just go to Vital Factors. Use the code word Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's MDR Tabs.
Hi, Joey Pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
You've got a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. They're at 555 South Sunrise Way. Actually, they have four stores. And I love it, Joyce. They have low-carb bread in four flavors. And they have the best tuna salad known to man.
I love tuna salad.
It's really good. I don't know what they do to it. AspenMillsPS.com. 323-3123.
Hello, Joey Pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. I want to say thank you so much for your patience. We are now reopened. Come and see us.
You've got a gift certificate to Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, 166 North Palm Canyon Drive. If you look it up underneath Maryland's skirts and you walk due east, you walk right into Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. It's where I commentate the Veterans Day Parade and the Festival of Lights Parade. They build us a big outdoor stage there. But they have the best burgers. It's not hamburger. It's brisket and rib meat and chuck. Fabulous flavor. I'm salivating. Joyce is eating. I'm salivating. What a team. Okay, you can call 656-7563. Okay, then you've got a gift certificate. Brand new. Foley and Stinnett Interior Design. They're 1091 North Palm Canyon, and this is a free in-person consultation with Dan Foley, and it's worth about $250 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. So all three of those things go to one person. Let's see. As I recall, you have 10 children.
I have a lot. Can you hear me chewing on
It's okay.
Air? No, it isn't.
It's live radio. Yeah, here's a news flash. Joyce Boulafont, the star, has to eat.
She chews.
How many children do you have?
I have three I birthed.
Yes.
And I have seven that I got through my heart.
I remembered, 10.
Yep, you're
right. And my three.
And 14 grandchildren.
No, we're not going there.
Okay.
We'll be here all week. 13 is the number. 323-JOEY. We'll take caller number 13. I know my Joey Pals. None of them want to be first. See, I've got to get through 13 calls, and then they win all of those things. Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, while she finishes her next, we're eating in installments. We're talking in installments. This is the way life should be.
Yes.
It's like sitting around our house, chewing the fat. Okay, let's see, on your mark, get ready.
I have two crackers for you.
No thanks, Polly. Okay. My Auntie Jo had a bird. Polly, want a cracker? All of those things go to one person. Be the 13th caller at 323-JOEY. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. I'll mail it all out to you. And thank you for making the show what you have for 26 years.
Wow.
Okay, here we go, Joey Pals. Back to the book.
Mm-hmm.
My four Hollywood husbands.
Wow.
And now I knew three of them.
You did?
Yes. I knew James MacArthur,
mm-hmm.
And I knew
William Asher.
Yes.
And you knew my Roger.
Yes. Who'd I miss?
Ed Mallory.
Okay. Number one was
Jimmy.
Okay.
And we met when we were 14 in boarding school, and I talk a lot about that in the book.
That's Helen Hayes' son, for those of you playing Jeopardy at home.
Right.
Dano from Hawaii 50. There you go.
Yes. And he was a troubled young boy. And I felt this is with all the husbands. It's really a bad ego trip on my part and very codependent. But I felt that if I loved them, they wouldn't be unhappy. They'd be okay. They just needed my love.
You and Debbie Reynolds and me, what a club we could have had.
Think again, honey.
Yeah.
But it's really bad. And I was so lucky when, I was very happily married to William Asher.
Okay, wait. Number one is James. Mm-hmm. Number two?
Ed Mallory.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
He was a star on Days of Our Lives. He played Dr. Bill Horton.
Of course.
Yeah. And the wonderful thing about that marriage is we had a son that third husband, William Asher, adopted. And Ed had his very dark demons. And he was very sad and very
very sad.
Troubled. He was sad and troubled, okay. And very good actor, Shakespearean actor.
Oh my!
A composer also, but he had a very dark, sad side, and it came out, and it was not good to be around.
Oh my!
And then the drinking, of course, was. That's the thread that they all had.
I was going to say, but that was the tone of that era.
Yes, right.
Cigarettes and drinking.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
How long were you married to James MacArthur?
I was 9 years.
I have the book. I could read the book.
Eight, 9 years.
And to Ed Mallory?
7 years.
Uh-oh, it's going the wrong way. William Asher?
20.
Oh, good. Okay, then you met the love of your life.
Well, I met him in 1962.
Roger?
Mm-hmm. But I was married, and he was married, and he was separated. And it was never spoken. It was like you could cut it with a knife. We did a show, the General Electric Theater, that Ronald Reagan was the host.
Yes.
And it was a pilot, and I was terrified it would sell. Because if it sold, I know what I do. I was very unhappily married to Jimmy when I met him. And I thought, what's wrong with me? I feel like I'm falling in love with this person. And he's so nice and kind. And then I said, oh, Joyce, no wonder. It's the character he's playing. He's playing this wonderful young husband with a young baby, and he's so good. And you don't know him that well. Get over yourself. But then our paths kept crossing and crossing. We were both working at Universal. And
yes.
It was really hard, but was never spoken.
The universe.
Never, ever spoken.
It's a sign.
It was just thick. You know, it was.
Now, who was Roger married to at the time?
Joanne Worley.
Yes, I remember. Sorry. Did any of the spouses that you had catch on?
Oh, no, because I was in love with my husbands.
Number.
And I knew Roger had a drinking problem, and I knew that that was not good. And it was very sad. I mean, I would see him, and it was, hi, and my heart would go boom, 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 boom. It was just awful.
And you didn't think it was just a crush? Well, no, you were a grown-up by then.
Yes, right, and I didn't know what the heck it was. It was just hurt. It was that kind of thing. It hurt.
Did it help to write the book?
I don't know.
Did it help them that you wrote the book?
Oh, well, you know, it was so wonderful. The book was called originally Home Sweet Home, Where Is It? Had nothing to do with husbands.
Great title.
It was all houses that I lived in.
Oh.
And I was always looking for a home. And when I was just, I had written 750 pages or something like that. And a friend of mine, Bruce Cook, do you know Bruce?
I don't think so.
He was a producer. He was one of the first producers of Entertainment Tonight. Wonderful friend and writer. He called me one day and he said, Joyce, have the title for your book. I said, what, Bruce? He said, My Four Hollywood Husbands. I said, that's disgusting.
Sounds like Sidney Sheldon.
I said, that's so disgusting. I would never do that.
And Joan Collins. Jackie Collins,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, right. I said, besides, it's not anything about that. It's about the houses. He said, trust me.
Trust me.
And I hung up, and a few days later, I went, well, it might sell books. And maybe if I told the story of alcoholism and codependency and the effect it has on children, that maybe I could help people, because it's so hard to get out of this web once you're in it. And I went away. I put myself at Cottonwood, a 30-day treatment for codependency.
You were the one who picked husband number 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And I thought it was contributing to their problem. It wasn't all them. It takes two, you know. And I
Wait a minute. I may disagree with you. They brought it to the table before you were there.
Well, yes, but I wasn't aware. I don't think I was aware, but I may have been. But I just saw unhappy men, lonely, unhappy men that I am going. My ego said
I can fix it. Yeah.
That. Well, that wrong.
How old were you when you married Jimmy MacArthur?
20.
How old were you when you married Roger?
Oh gosh, how old was I? In 19, in 2002.
Okay.
And I'm 84. You do the arithmetic.
No, I can't. 20 years ago. So you were 64.
Yeah.
So between 20 and 64. Your thought process and your selection hadn't really changed, I guess.
No, it hadn't. But what had changed is that Roger had been sober for 4 years. And I have one turning point in the book I'll tell you about.
Okay.
Roger and I started seeing each other. There was one man in between who was not a Hollywood star. He was controlling and not a good person. And that lasted 2 months. But it says a year because it took a year for the divorce. He wouldn't give me a divorce. I had to go to court. And the attorney should have been able to fix that. But anyway.
That's the next book.
That's an end. I'm not going to go there. But Roger and I lived together for 2 years. He was sober when we started seeing each other again. And it was so scary. We dated in 1967 to 1968. After Jimmy and I were divorced,
gosh.
We dated. And we planted a tree about 5 feet tall in my little house. And it's huge. It's huge. It's 3 stories high and wide as a building. And when Roger and I got together, I said, do you remember that little tree that we planted about 5 foot?
I saw this movie, The Good Earth.
Yeah, I said, you should see it. I said, you should see it.
Wow.
It's huge. He said, I drive by it all the time.
Oh, Joyce.
So when we got married, I had the branches from that tree hanging from every pew and in every flower arrangement and in my bouquet. Isn't that something?
Oh, that's precious. Now I don't have to read that part of the book.
No, and then at his memorial service, I had the leaves underneath his box.
Roger Perry left us just a little while ago. Or it seems like it.
3.5 years.
Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah.
How can people get the book?
Go to Amazon.
Of course they can.
Amazon has everything.
And it's called?
And it's also on audio now, too.
I love the title, My Four Hollywood Husbands. What's the subtitle?
Well, it isn't a subtitle, but it's the introduction is about how alcoholism and codependency can affect the family and the children and how to move on and have a happy ending.
Because everybody's pretty healthy in your family.
Yes.
I mean, you all get together.
Oh, all of us.
Nobody's armed and dangerous.
Not that I know of.
Did they approve of you writing the exposé?
You know what? I gave each of them a copy.
Who are you talking about? Everybody in the family?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the children.
And the ex-husbands that were still alive?
No, they were all dead.
Oh, that helps. That's the next book.
They were all dead? No, but I gave their children, I gave each of their children the book. And I said, if there's anything you don't want me to say, please tell me right now, and I certainly won't do it. And none of them said anything. One of them said, I'm sorry that you do have to tell this, but I understand. They didn't want
me. I think it's wonderful. In the first place, all of us have been through some part of this human experience that we all share.
Right.
I mean, everybody's made bad choices and more than once.
Mm.
And if you live to the age that we are now, you've made them thrice.
Yes.
But I think it's a wonderful book. It sold well when it came out, didn't it?
Oh, yes. It's still selling. Yes. It's crazy. Well, so there's the audio book now that I did. John directed and I did the voice.
It should be a movie.
Everybody says that. Mm-hmm. It would be a great
four-part series. There's a part for everyone we know.
I know.
Everybody we know.
But I think it would be. It'd be a great series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're a delight. You're charming. You're funny. You are the sum total of all your experiences. We all are.
Yeah, we all are.
I mean, I like where I am today, and there are things I would change. But if we change those things, we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be who we are. We wouldn't be sitting here.
Eating.
And I wouldn't be seeing you.
And we'd be
chocolate
and eating and
yes,
visiting and gossiping.
Right.
Joey Pals, we've had such a bit of a giggle, I always call it. Our Talk of Stars segment this Thursday, all of Joyce Boulafont. There'll be pictures. We'll take three different pictures up yeah. on the website with her. What's next for you?
Oh, boy. I am trying to see about doing the musical Roger and I wrote.
Yes.
And
he was a wonderful musician.
A few people talking about maybe doing it, and I'm working on that. And I'm trying to see if I can learn the Glass Menagerie.
Whoa.
It's a lot of words, but she's a Southern lady.
Yes.
And so it strikes home.
Well, bring it all back to us.
Right.
You are a treasure. You live here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
You made
honey.
My day.
Thank you.
Okay, Joey Pals, here comes the Joey English Desert Date Book, presented by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov, 323-8299. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test within 72 hours may be required indoors when entering a bar or a restaurant, and our businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that at prices you can afford. Phone 322-1247 or visit acttours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, her website is Astrology with the word, W-A-T-H, astrologywithdana.com. Says for the month of January, Capricorns are about business, meetings, and making sure everything is ready for success in the months ahead. A large number of Capricorns, 2 of my children, are concerned with the health of someone else close to them, usually an illness that is more intense this month. And a Capricorn is sensitive, caring, and nurturing, though he seems to be all about business. Astrologywithdana.com. Desert Water Agency says, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save some money and water? Go to dwa.org/save. And to register for DWA's regular webinars, dwa.org/60. just fabulous, want you to know. They're going to the Las Vegas gift show to shop for us. They still have a few signed copies of Kevin Goetz's Audienceology book, and they have huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more good things coming in. The letter B, just fabulous, bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Vision says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the new year and the next month holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit the website lalovisions.com. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram says, remember to check out the Tram Cam for valley views and current weather and so much more. And the Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. pstramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters says jazz on the second floor is back, heating up our upstairs open-air patio on Tuesday evenings featuring Leanna and the Jazz Collective. Jazz on the second floor has their first special event. Join music legend jazz guitarist Doug McDonald for an evening performance January 27th. And if you're interested in performing live upstage in the lounge, reach out and contact us at tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey pals, that's the Joey English Desert Datebook. For more, keep listening to us and always keep your datebook handy. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow we'll go traveling spiritually with Lalo, in an RV with Cher, and on a camel with Steve. Until then, you be well and all the best.